Kirk Cousins is shooting his shot like a male running up to a female at the bar and asking her out. He posted a video to his social media on his Twitter of him dropping back and throwing two footballs to some guy we don't even know. And what does this mean? Well, it means that Kirk Cousins' Achilles is indeed healing. What also does it mean? It means that Kirk Cousins is shooting his shot towards other NFL teams, and he's trying to make himself as marketable as he can, which sends signs to the Minnesota Vikings and signs to organizations all around the league. Kirk Cousins, this timing, this decision to put out a social media video one day before the combine, one day before J.J. McCarthy is going to throw, was a thing of beauty. This was timed perfectly. This was timed intentionally. And Kirk Cousins and his agent are playing the game. They're playing the game of, okay, can we get multiple teams interested in me, drive up that price from the Minnesota Vikings or the Atlanta Falcons or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Las Vegas Raiders? They're playing the game. They're trying to get teams interested to drive up that price. And this is what they did when Kirk Cousins was a free agent, when he was leaving the Washington Commanders. There was the documentary about it. He's living at his parents' house. They received a deal from the New York Jets. They played the game of being interested in the New York Jets so that the Minnesota Vikings would increase their guaranteed dollar amount. And then he signed with the Minnesota Vikings. So he used the Jets to sign with the Minnesota Vikings. I watched She's the Man for the first time last night. It's a rom-com. Good movie. I highly enjoyed it. And it was a deal. I watched She's the Man, and I introduced my wife to the Rambo movies. We watched Rambo 2 and 3 so far. We're on pace to watch Rambo 4 and Rambo 1. So that's why I watched She's the Man. By the way, my wife liked Rambo. So if you want your wife to watch Rambo, watch She's the Man. And She's the Man's a good movie. So in She's the Man, there's this guy, Sebastian. It's a girl pretending to be a guy so she could play on the soccer team. And in this movie, she's pretending to be her twin brother so that she can join the rival soccer team because her hometown team cut the program. So she joins this other team, pretends to be her brother, gets this girl interested in her. But of course, she's not interested in her because she's a girl. Well, the girl that's interested, pretends to be interested in this other guy to try to get that guy jealous. And that's what Kirk Cousins is doing. He's trying to get teams jealous of one another. They're playing the game. And what this means for Kwezi and Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings organization, we are going to find out just how much the Vikings are willing to budge on their negotiations. Because it has been reported several times during this short offseason that the Minnesota Vikings are not going to overpay or guarantee Kirk Cousins' entire contract. And it just came out on ESPN today that Kirk is looking for guaranteed money starting with a 5. So that's $50 million or more guaranteed money. And SpotTrack just posted a Kirk Cousins estimation, and the estimation was like $50 million guaranteed and a 2-year $75 million contract. So if that's what Kirk Cousins is looking for, the question is, are the Minnesota Vikings going to pull the trigger? Are they willing to bring Kirk Cousins back for 2 more years? Because the interest for the Vikings is real this offseason in acquiring a rookie quarterback. How set are the Vikings on bringing Kirk back for 2 years? How set are the Minnesota Vikings on bringing in a rookie quarterback, either trading up into the top 3, selecting one at number 11, or trading back into the first round and snagging Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr.? These are all questions Kwesi has to answer. And this is an important nugget right here. Someone posted this today, Nick Miller. He said, as a reminder to everyone this week, according to Eric Eager, the Vikings cannot sign Kirk to an extension of more than $40 million per year before the league new year and when the void years would accelerate. So if Kirk Cousins does want a contract somewhere in the $50 millions guaranteed from the Minnesota Vikings, they are going to have to wait until the league new year starts. And I think that's like March 12th. So it's going to be several weeks to see what is going to happen. But I'm sure what the Minnesota Vikings want is Kirk Cousins to agree to a contract extension right now. Because then that means it would be $40 million per year, not this $50 million guaranteed stuff. So the game is being played. The tug of war game is happening. And will Kirk, I think the next question is going to be this. Will Kirk and his team of representatives decide to meet face-to-face with the Falcons, with the Steelers, with the Raiders? Or are they just trying to get the Minnesota Vikings to increase their price? That's the next question that needs to be answered. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast.